I'm here today to tell Dana my story, and I am Clara Ann Lydon McLeod, the sixth child of Clara and Leo Lydon. I believe I want to tell my grandparents' story first, because I am typical of many residents here in the Youngstown area. My grandparents are from different countries, and this area has been so welcoming and beneficial for the residents here. My mother's parents were German. My father's parents were Irish. My father's parents were born Mary Brannigan Lydon. My grandmother was born in Ballinrobe, County Mayo, Ireland. And my grandfather, Thomas Lydon, was born of Irish parents in Stirling, Scotland. Half of the children in his family were born in Ireland, and then his family was on the way to Scotland, and he and other siblings were born in Scotland before they were able to get successfully here. My mother's parents were born in the Canton, Maslin area, and for multiple reasons, I guess, they all came here. My mother's family was located at 340 Lincoln Avenue, just two blocks from where we speak today at the McDonough Art Museum. My father's parents, their home was 938 Oak Street, which is just east of here. So fortunately for me, my mother and father met each other at a cousin's house in what they call the Hollow area, which was its own little melting pot. There were many Italian families lived there, many Irish families. And so my father was another typical story. My father worked in the steel mills. He was very fortunate because of some great mathematics teachers that taught him to do a lot of figuring in his head. He became a roller in the hot strip of the Youngstown Sheet and Tube Company, which was a very good job. And they lived at one point on the Lower South Side on Garfield Street, and that's where I was born. And then they moved to Indianola Avenue, which was farther out on the South Side. My mom was a typical housewife. She was a mom that was always at home, except when she was on the bus. She never drove, but she wore out her bus pass, because I don't know if you've ever heard this story, you could buy a bus pass for a dollar and it would last all week long, and anybody in the family could use it. But we grew up on the buses so often because I was educated at St. Joseph's Grade School, which is at the corner of Ray and Avenue, which is just about two blocks from here also. After attending 8 years there, I went on to Urson High School. Then I went to YSU for 2 years. Then I worked downtown, and my husband and I were married in 1954. And through the years, we became parents of six children. We have four sons and two daughters, and all of the children reside in this area today. I'm also the grandmother for 13 grandchildren. I have eight granddaughters. I have five grandsons. Now, some of them went to YSU. Some of them just recently, as May, received their degrees here. I was very fortunate as part of my story. I went to school before my husband and I were married, and through the years tried to work on my degree when money and time was available. With raising six children, that wasn't very often. But I was able to hear of a wonderful program while I worked for one of the county agencies, Child Support Enforcement, and there was a state program where we could go to school tuition free. So I took advantage of that, and I was working 40 hours. I went to school in the evening, And in the year 2000, I received my degree in Human Services Administration with a minor in business. And I was very grateful to tie up that segment of my life. I felt I was, you know, preserving the money my father had invested in my education and also my husband and I. So that was a very satisfying period for me. Mm-hmm. My children were educated at St. Dominic's Grade School, Cardinal Mooney High School, YSU, Notre Dame College in Cleveland, and are all very successful, wonderful adults today. My oldest son has two children. He has his son Dan and his daughter Kaylee. My next son is Tom, and he has Mara, who just graduated from Ursuline, and also Brady, who is going into first grade at West Boulevard. Next is our daughter Patty, who has two children who've graduated from YSU. Ryan is working now in Cleveland, and Katie will start her teaching career in Columbus in the fall. My daughter Megan is married to Mike Basil, and when they were married, they had a blended family of Kyle and Lindsay, who are students at YSU. Mm-hmm. And then they have Dan, who graduated this year from Cardinal Mooney, and he's going to YSU in the fall. And Taylor, who'll be a sophomore at Cardinal Mooney. Next, we have Marty, who has beautiful, vivacious Riley, who lives in Pittsburgh. And then there's Brendan, who has two darling little girls. Carly, who is 6 years old, and her little sister, Jenna, who is 2.5. So I am so appreciative of this opportunity to tell my story because I am very fortunate to have still an acquaintance with many of my friends that I went to grade school with at St. Joseph's. I also help plan reunions and go to reunions with my friends from Ursuline High School. I see some of my sorority sisters from YSU on a regular basis, and also different friends that I've met through my various jobs that I've held. I love to do volunteer work. I just currently started as a volunteer in the pediatric department at Akron's Children's Hospital. And I try to help out as often as I can at the dining hall at St. Vincent de Paul. I'm coordinator at St. Dominic's of the volunteers that give a week twice a year down there. And then I also am part of a group that helps with snacks that they make for the children to have that are involved with after school programs while they're waiting, you know, for their parents to pick them up. They provide a snack for the children. So I have certainly had a wonderful life here in this Youngstown area and have been able to take advantage of the wonderful cultural aspects we have, the Butler Art, the McDonough Museum. I walk in Mill Creek Park at least 3 or 4 times a week. I go to line dancing at the Y in Boardman. So I read the paper and I try to take advantage of things that will be beneficial to keep my mind healthy and my body healthy and keep me on the move. I was married for 56 and a half years to my wonderful husband. I'll get a little teary-eyed now. But he passed away 3 years ago. But my wonderful family and grandchildren and children keep me busy. And certainly my activities at my church, St. Dominic's. And as I mentioned before, my friends that I'm fortunate still to have from grade school, high school, and college days. And it just is a nice story to tell, I think, because of the fact that I was able to take advantage, you know, the fact that YSU was here, and also my children and my grandchildren. I think that the people in this area are so happy now because of the rebirth of Youngstown. The downtown area certainly is booming, and that makes everybody happy. So it just is satisfying to me, because I did work downtown at the telephone company, and I also worked at Livingston's dress shop when I was going to college, and was used to riding the buses and seeing them just packed. And it's just nice to see people back downtown again, certainly not to the extent that they used to be, but it's beginning. And so it's nice that young people have faith in the area. And we certainly still have a lot of kids that are leaving town, but certainly there's a high percent staying and doing a lot of very positive things, you know, to keep Youngstown growing. So at this point in my life, it's very, as I said, satisfying to see not the number of boarders. Certainly we have a lot of houses that still need to be demolished, but there's programs in place, you know, that are taking care of that. And it's nice to see people reverting to gardening again, so that some of the areas are being reused. I'm fortunate too that I am not a member of St. Dominic's, but I attend a weekly novena there, and to see what Father Noga and the parishioners at St. Patrick's have done is a beautiful example. I drive through the Fosterville area and I see the marvelous gardening, you know, center there that they have with their, I don't know if you call them hothouses anymore, but they're just beautifying the area and also turning it into very productive, besides being much more beautiful than empty lots and empty stores. So I guess that's about it. I don't know if I can think of anything else I've forgotten. I just am grateful that I've had a circle of friends that have, my husband and I have had. He was a YSU football player, and we still are friends with people that he played with in the 50s. His friends and their wives are a wonderful circle of friends that we've enjoyed their company through the years. And certainly homecoming is a big time for us, because people come back, you know, to visit, and they are always totally amazed at the rebirth of Youngstown. And so it's nice to hear their comments. Certainly, I was about 6 years old when my first brother left. My brother, his name was Francis. He was drafted first. He was the first in our family. And then my brother, his nickname was Spike. And then my next brother was baptized Leo Lewis, but I never heard anybody call him that in my life. He was always called Bunny. He was next. And then my youngest brother was Don Lydon. And they were typical of so many of the Youngstown men between the ages of 18, I guess, and it was probably 24, that were involved in the draft. They went to places that they never ever heard of before. My oldest brother was in New Zealand. That was my brother Spike. My brother Bunny was in the Fiji Islands in the South Pacific. My brother Don was in what they considered the Burma, Indochina area. And he was involved with the Air Force and used to be flying over the Himalaya Mountains. And I'm sure he never even heard of the Himalaya Mountains before he was actually there. My mother had a deep faith, and my mother and father both. They literally taught us how to pray. And my mother I mentioned before was the fact that she was on the bus all the time because she never drove a car. But she went to every church in Youngstown that would have what we call in the Catholic faith novenas. And she and her daughters, I being one of four, accompanied her all over Youngstown. And I'm happy to report her prayers brought them back, and they all returned and were able to get married and live here in the area. I'm fortunate in my dining room wall, I have pictures of my mom and dad with the seven of us on my oldest sister Mary's wedding day. And it's ironic, it just happens to be 60 years. It was 60 years on June 19th when my sister was married. And this is truly amazing that all seven of us are here. And my one sister at the time lived in New Jersey, and she was able to be here with her children. So it's very, very precious to me. The next picture that I brought along that is especially meaningful was a picture that was taken exactly 25 years later in 1979 on St. Patrick's Day. As I mentioned before, two of our grandparents were born in Ireland. So naturally, St. Patrick's Day was a big day for us. And it was the only time in our whole family history that the seven of us were ever together on St. Patrick's Day. So this picture shows us, you know, with shamrocks and wearing green. And it was a marvelous evening for us. And a friend of my brother's took this picture, and he died 9 days later. So that makes it twice as precious. But there are just many activities, of course. I'm sure people who talk to the different ethnic nationalities that we have, you know, at St. Columba Cathedral, they have a mosaic at the main altar. There's 18 different nationality groups depicted. So we all have our wonderful holidays. And I think that's another wonderful thing that I didn't mention too in the Youngstown area. Every nationality group has a festival, and we are all able to share in their wonderful foods, hear of their wonderful traditions, see their dresses, you know, that their authentic costumes that they wear for their dances. And my husband and I also were fortunate to be able to belong to the Ohio Culture Society. And that is a marvelous group here in Youngstown that every month they talk about a different nationality group, and they have representatives, prominent people in the area that will just talk of the origins of their country, and a lot of the people will talk about their ancestors' experiences coming here to this country and ultimately to the Youngstown area. And it's marvelous. They share, you know, their wisdom and their knowledge and their wonderful food. So it's something that also, I don't know if other communities have that, but that's another great thing about Youngstown. It was started approximately 27 years ago by Betty and George Beeland, who is a retired professor from YSU. So it's a wonderful learning experience if anybody wants to take advantage when they see the notice in the Vindicator. That's about it about my family. I could talk on and on about my family because my... We now have, 22, my mother and dad had 22 grandchildren, and every one of the 22 graduated from Cardinal Mooney, and now 13 great-grandchildren have graduated. So we've had 35 graduated from Cardinal Mooney, and one just graduated from Ursuline this year. So there's a few more coming along that we'll add to the list, but we've been fortunate that our family has had marvelous opportunities in this area for education.